With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington, hard at work on the campaign trail. It was President Trump yesterday telling Latino men in the Miami area that there's a good reason that they're supporting him in this year's election. He says it's because of his many policies have been helping that community.
And they produce for the country because the level of genius, entrepreneurship, energy that they have, it's an incredible community. And I like them and they liked me. And now they're seeing numbers that are shocking.
Meanwhile, Vice President candidate J.D. Vance was on the campaign trail in Arizona yesterday.
Only 14 days. We're going to turn Arizona red. We're going to turn America red. And we're going to make Donald Trump the next president of the United States.
The Ohio senator spoke to a rally in the Pima County Fairgrounds in Tucson. Israel says it's killed another militant leader. We get more on that from correspondent Ben Thomas.
The Israeli military says one of its airstrikes earlier this month killed a top Hezbollah official. Hashem Safiya Deen had been widely expected to be the group's next leader. A powerful cleric, Safiya Deen would have succeeded Hassan Nasrallah, one of the group's founders.
That's correspondent Ben Thomas. Law officers have arrested a teenager in connection with the deaths of five people found fatally shot inside a home in southeast Seattle.
When deputies got here, they discovered sort of a chaotic scene. But what they did when they entered the property is they immediately took one teenage male, into custody.
King County Sheriff's Office Deputy Mike Mellis' comments on Como TV. An update on the death count in one county in North Carolina.
Buncombe County officials, who previously reported 72 dead, are now deferring to the state's tally of 42 deaths.
And Shelley Adler says that's because they've updated the numbers based on new communications, which were knocked out immediately after the storm. This is SRN News. So, how many genders are there?
According to the Government of Scotland, the answer is 24. The ruling Scottish National Party has just released new guidelines for public organizations in the country that maintains there are 24 separate gender identities, including pangender and autigender. A lot of Scots are mocking the guidelines, and Tory Party spokesman Tess White says, quote, "Wasting time and resources on this shows how disconnected the SNP government are from the real world." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pennsylvania has the biggest Jewish population of any swing state, and any shift could have enormous implications in a state decided by narrow margins of past of the two presidential elections. Now polls are indicating that many Jews who have always voted Democrat are planning to cast their ballots for Donald Trump next month. His friendliness toward Israel during his first term is the primary reason cited for the change. This is SRN News. There's been a second major recall for Honda this month.
Honda is recalling more than 700,000 vehicles because the high-pressure fuel pump may crack and leak gas, and that would increase the chance of fire. The recall includes the 2023-2024 Accord and Accord hybrids, the 2025 Civic and Civic hybrid, and the CR-V hybrid for the years 2023 through 2025. It's the second major recall this month at Honda after 1.7 million vehicles had potential steering issues. I'm Shelley Adler.
Denny's is closing 150 of its restaurants.
The company says it's closing about 10% of its lowest performing restaurants in an attempt to turn around the brand's flagging sales. About half of the closures will occur this year, with the rest happening in 2025. I'm Mike Hempen.
More on these stories at SRNNews.com.